Why old person smell can start after 40 and what your body odor may be telling you. Shower check. Clean clothes check. So why do some older people still develop body odor? According to Dr. Cho Tsung Han of Hanming Tong Traditional Chinese Medicine Clinic, lingering body odor, commonly known as old person smell, can appear as early as age 40. In an episode of Health 1 Plus 1 on NTD, a sister outlet of the Epoch Times, Cho said that body odor isn't just a skin problem. It signals slower metabolism and circulation, as well as declining liver, spleen, and kidney function. When the body can't properly clear metabolic waste, these toxins are expelled through sweat and skin pores, creating the distinctive smell. What your body odor says about your constitution. According to Cho, people prone to body odor generally fall into the following categories. Damp heat constitution, strong sour odor. In TCM, damp heat refers to a metabolic imbalance of bodily fluids and oils, often accompanied by chronic inflammation, which can cause sweat and sebum to develop a sour or pungent odor. A damp heat constitution is not limited to older adults. People who frequently eat spicy, fried, barbecue, red meat, and other strongly flavored foods are more likely to develop this condition, and their body odor tends to be stronger. Characteristics include thick, greasy tongue coating, tendency to sweat easily, sticky sweat, noticeable sour odor on the body that often lingers on clothing and in the surrounding environment. Recommendations include emphasize eating fresh vegetables, reduce sweets, fried foods, and heavily salted dishes. Rinse your mouth with water after each meal to maintain oral hygiene. Include foods and herbal soups that help dispel dampness, such as Xishan Tong. Shower in the morning and evening, as people with a damp heat constitution tend to sweat during sleep. In addition to dietary and lifestyle changes, TCM practitioners often recommend herbal teas to help improve a damp heat constitution. One daily remedy Cho recommends is a tea made with cassia seeds and jasmine green tea. Cassia seed and jasmine green tea. This simple herbal tea combines roasted cassia seeds and jasmine green tea, ingredients commonly used in TCM to support metabolism and help reduce excess dampness in the body. Ingredients: 10 grams roasted cassia seeds, 28 fluid ounces water, 5 grams jasmine green tea. Instructions: place the roasted cassia seeds in a pot and add the water. Bring to a boil over high heat, then reduce to low heat and simmer for 10 minutes. Turn off the heat, add the jasmine green tea, and steep for 3 minutes. Strain out the tea leaves and cassia seeds before drinking. Note, cassia seeds should be roasted before brewing. If you have raw cassia seeds, dry roast them over low heat until they darken slightly and release a fragrant aroma. Cassia seeds, which come from a leguminous plant, can help improve metabolic syndrome. Blood stasis constitution, an aged or stale odor. Blood stasis is a concept in TCM that refers to poor blood circulation and obstruction of the flow of qi and blood. Clinical observations show that people with this constitution often suffer from hypertension, high blood sugar, and high blood lipids. As people age, reduced activity and less sweating can make it harder for the body to eliminate metabolic waste. Unlike the strong sour odor seen in damp heat constitutions, blood stasis tends to produce a duller, heavier, or aged smell. Characteristics include purplish dark lips, frequent shoulder and neck stiffness or soreness, joint and muscle discomfort, cold hands and feet. Recommendations include exercise regularly, with sweating being the key. Use hot baths or hot springs to promote sweating if joint pain limits exercise. Drink a 1-to-1 mixture of water and sports drink after bathing to maintain electrolyte balance. Consider TCM herbs such as Salvia miltiariza, which can help protect blood vessels and support circulation. Qi deficiency constitution, fatigue and poor metabolism. Qi deficiency refers to a lack of vital energy in the body, leading to fatigue, reduced circulation, and a weakened ability to eliminate dampness. This condition is commonly seen in people over 60. As metabolic function declines, sebum oxidation becomes more pronounced and body odor tends to accumulate more easily on the skin surface. People with pure qi deficiency usually do not have a strong odor, but it is often accompanied by phlegm dampness or infections, making the odor harder to eliminate. Characteristics include fatigue, reluctance to speak, general lack of energy, cold hands and feet, frequent nighttime urination, lower back and knee soreness or weakness, loose stools or difficulty with bowel movements. Recommendations include: use qi tonifying Chinese herbs to promote qi and blood circulation, such as black ginseng. Include Chinese yams and black soybeans in meals or rice dishes to help replenish energy. Liver qi stagnation constitution. The greater the stress, the stronger the odor. Many people experience what is sometimes called stress odor. In TCM, prolonged stress leads to liver qi stagnation. The liver's energy system is closely related to the function of the sympathetic nervous system. When the sympathetic nerves remain hyperactive for a long time, it can disrupt the metabolism of sweat and sebum. This type of odor is often seen in people with high-pressure jobs, those who frequently stay up late, or students preparing for major exams. In middle-aged and older adults, symptoms of autonomic nervous system imbalance can also increase the likelihood of stress-related odor. Many people may not notice it during the day, but by afternoon or evening, as fatigue and stress accumulate, body odor becomes more noticeable. Recommendations include: prioritize relaxation and adequate sleep. Drink rose or lavender tea regularly, as these flowers are believed to soothe the liver and regulate qi, helping balance the autonomic nervous system. Other causes of body odor. In addition to the body odors caused by the conditions mentioned above, Cho said people with severe diabetes may develop a sweet and sour odor reminiscent of rotting apples due to ketone accumulation. Unhealthy lifestyle habits such as smoking and excessive alcohol intake can also affect body odor. For example, chronic alcohol drinkers often carry a strong alcohol smell combined with a damp, heavy sweat odor. Even when they are not drinking, they may still emit a distinctive odor due to impaired liver metabolism. In smokers, tar and cigarette smells can penetrate the skin and clothing and may persist in the body odor for days even after they have stopped smoking. Why older men often have stronger body odor? Cho noted that older men often develop more noticeable body odor, mainly for two reasons. Differences in skincare habits. Women are generally more consistent with skin cleansing and moisturizing. Well-moisturized skin helps maintain the skin's natural protective barrier and supports a healthier sebum balance, which can reduce body odor. Age-related prostate enlargement. After age 50, many men experience enlargement of the prostate, which sometimes leads to incomplete bladder emptying and small amounts of residual urine after urination. Residual urine may stain underwear and contribute to unpleasant odors over time. Taking a few extra seconds to fully empty the bladder and changing underwear regularly may help reduce this issue. Practical bathing and topical care tips for body odor. Using tea water or aromatic herbs externally during bathing can help reduce sebum and sweat accumulation, Cho said. Bathing tips. You can boil used tea leaves in water for bathing or prepare an herbal bath using aromatic herbs such as mugwort, patchouli, or perilla leaves. However, the concentration should not be overly strong to avoid skin irritation or allergic reactions. Targeted care. For areas with heavy oil secretion, such as the underarms, Cho does not encourage excessive use of aluminum-containing antiperspirants, as they may block lymphatic flow. Instead, he suggests spraying or wiping the underarms with 70% diluted alcohol. Alcohol's antibacterial properties and rapid evaporation can help reduce bacterial growth and body odor. For people concerned about irritation, peppermint water or salt water can be used for gentle cleansing instead. However, these should not be applied immediately after shaving underarm hair or on broken skin, as they may cause stinging. Body odor is often an early warning sign of imbalances in the body's metabolism and circulation. Rather than simply masking it with perfume, Cho advocates addressing the root causes through diet, sleep, stress management, and lifestyle habits. As metabolism improves, body odor often diminishes naturally.